Good morning. I'm a great fan of the cartoons in the New Yorker magazine, if you're familiar with the New Yorker magazine. And one of my favorites that I often refer to is the scene where a woman is talking to somebody and she says, "Well, enough about me. Let's talk about you. So what do you think about me?" It gets at something that's probably in all of us, that desire, you know, how are people thinking about me? How do they perceive me? And is it the same as I see myself? There's something there. Usually that's why we find them humorous, because they touch something. I think of that because in our gospel reading today, there's this wonderful verse that Jesus speaks. Jesus says to his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" You can almost hear that on a very human level. This is kind of, we're very far into Mark's gospel, and who do people say that I am? And they say, well, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're Elijah, some say you're one of the prophets. And, you know, in other words, they're saying who he is not who he is. So Jesus wants to check in with his closest intimate followers, and he says to them, one of the most powerful lines in Scripture. Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? It's a wonderful verse to reflect on and ponder. If you ever want to spend some time in quiet prayer and not sure, you have lots of distractions going on, just sit in quiet and sort of listen to Jesus saying to you, "George, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that he is?" Peter answers. Peter is always the one who speaks out. And Peter says, I don't agree with this translation, but Peter says, "You are the Messiah." Let me go to that verse. There may be some classical language scholars here, but I think I'm on the right track here. The word from Greek that's translated Messiah is the word Christos. Christos. Oftentimes, the Hebrew word for Messiah is translated into Greek as Christos. But the word Christos is the word that's in Mark's gospel. And from that word Christos, we get the word Christ. So Peter, in many ways, is saying, you are the Christ. What does that mean? Now, we may read that and just kind of pass right by that. But you are the Christ. That is who Jesus is. And then Jesus begins to tell Peter what that means, that suffering lead to his death. And that's when Peter kind of speaks for everybody. He says, whoa, no, that's not what we had in mind. You're the Christ, you're the Messiah, the long way. You're the one of power, the one of victory, that we want to tell along on. Jesus tells a different story about what it means to be the Christ. It's a significant word, Christ. I want to reflect on that word with you this morning. The word Christ, it's significant. What are we? Christians. We're not Jesusians or whatever word would come out of. We call ourselves Christians, which is interesting because that word Christ. And what does it mean for us? In doing some reading, I have a habit each morning of spending some quiet time before my day takes off, of trying to always be reading something. And I've been spending time the last couple of years on this idea of Christ, what oftentimes is referred to as the cosmic Christ. It's sort of a recapturing of a part of Jesus that we perhaps have let kind of drift, I think. That's my opinion. But the point is this. When we hear the word Christ, we think of Jesus Christ. This wasn't Joseph Christ, Mary Christ, and Jesus Christ. It wasn't their last name, but it was a title. And it has an ancient meaning to it. If you read the scriptures, particularly some of the letters, the Colossians, Ephesians, and a couple others, they refer to Christ from the beginning of time. Christ from the beginning of time. You know, creation really, if you think about it, whether it's the Big Bang or whatever theory helps you understand that, about 14.3 billion years ago, what we know as this universe came into being. And many will say that it was the first expression of the Creator, the first expression of God, the first expression of the wondrous one, of the totally other, whatever words we use to describe God the Creator. It's God expressing oneself. Does that make sense? And in that, it in many ways was the first incarnation. God is in this creation, in this reality. And it is the Christ who pervades this whole of creation, this whole of reality, of which we are a part. We are a part of this creation. And this creation, as Teilhard de Chardin will speak of, it began and it is ever, ever expanding and growing and developing and evolving and working towards its fullness. There's the Alpha and it's moving to the Omega. It's moving to the dream and the vision that God has for it. And Christ, the Christ, is the one who pervades that creation, who speaks to us of the reality and the dream of God. And we Christians believe, and this is kind of almost mind-boggling, that this Jesus of Nazareth, who lived 2,000 years ago, was the Christ. Jesus is the Christ. And the Christ is Jesus. And this Christ, this Jesus, walked in our midst to kind of be for us. This is what it looks like. This is what God's dream and vision is for humanity as part of this wondrous creation. Jesus the Christ comes among us and challenges us to live into this world and to create the dream and the vision that God has for it. Because as some of the Hebrew scriptures say, we didn't always do it that well. Prophets were sent, folks were sent, but Jesus comes, the Christ, to speak to us. And like Peter,
it's too much, we use it.
That eventually is where the Christ, Jesus the Christ, walked his life.
Whoa.
We have to wipe this out. And Jesus suffers as he talks. He dies on the cross. He's buried. And on the third day, Christ is raised from the dead. Jesus the Christ is raised from the dead. This Christ from the beginning of time, expression of the dream and fullness of God, seen in Jesus Christ, incarnated in Jesus Christ, we are called to continue. Death does not defeat that dream and that vision that God has. We're called to live into that. Think about that. Think about the dream and the vision that we're called to. We're called to do what we can to change our lives, the cross being the symbol of sometimes letting go of things in our lives, to make a difference in this world, to go forth into this world, to love God, love our neighbor, change the world. It's a phrase I've used so often, and Bishop Curry uses it as well. Love God, love your neighbor, change the world. What else are we asked to do? And if we think we're going to be able to do that without suffering, without challenging, without giving up, without losing, we're fooling ourselves. And that was the message of Jesus. That was the message of Jesus. To live this life with such a power that we make a difference, as Jesus did in his life. This is the beginning of our program year. Today our children's ministries begin, our youth ministry begins today, and so all these ministries are always going on, but the programs start today. And our adult education, I'll be up in the chapel after this service. Choirs are in full swing. There's so many parts of our parish life. All 60 ministries that are a part of the life of this parish are alive and well. And I invite us during this year to live into that dream, to live into that vision. What does it look like to love God, to love our neighbor, and change the world? There's so much energy in this parish, so many gifts, so many talents that are just waiting to be harnessed to make this difference. We can make a difference in our lives. And we're going to focus on that for a while. We've invited someone to join us over the next couple of months, a consultant called Peter Saros. who's going to invite us. You'll hear about invitations to come and gather together and have some food, have some just fellowship, and to listen to Peter sort of facilitate and help us. It's good to gather together every so often. And how do we live into this dream? How do we live into this vision that Jesus the Christ calls us to? How do we do that? How do we improve on that? How do we build that? How do we support that? How do we live into that in our lives? So as we begin today, we rejoice, we celebrate the wonder of who Jesus is in our lives. Jesus the Christ, from the beginning of time, present among us, and inviting us to our future. And that future is the dream and the vision that God has for all of creation, and for us even here at St. Paul's. Let us learn what it means and how we can build on this ability to love God, love our neighbor, and change the world.